This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, May 14th. I'm Katie Brown. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require California's DMV to notify vehicle owners when their towed cars are sold for profit. With our California newsroom partner, Cal Matters, Veronda Lyons explains.
If a car gets towed and isn't claimed, the towing company will auction it off. After they cover their hauling and storage fees, any leftover money goes to the DMV. Here's the thing. That money belongs to the car's owner. If they don't claim it in 3 years, the DMV gets to keep it. But under current law, the agency isn't required to notify owners about this money. This bill would change that. Not only would the agency have to notify vehicle owners about the surplus funds, the notification would have to come within 14 days of the DMV receiving the money. The proposal comes after a CalMatters investigation found that the DMV collected more than $8 million from thousands of cars sold at auction in the last decade.
The bill is slated to go before the Senate Appropriations Committee this week. The World Cup comes to Los Angeles next month, and some advocates aren't happy with the plans to address human rights. Libby Rainey with our news partner LAist reports.
A human rights plan is required by FIFA, and it's meant to outline the approach to safeguarding visitors, workers, and locals during the tournament. The guide put out by the host committee, which is led by the Los Angeles Sports and Entertainment Commission, is primarily a guide to already existing laws. Advocates say that plan is lacking. The human rights plan also makes no mention of ICE or what happens if immigration enforcement occurs in or around the tournament.
That was Libby Rainey. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.